I was working with a group of people yesterday, and I was thinking of you. Because one of the things that I do when I'm working with groups is often we use games or business as a business simulation, some kind of game activity scenario and that kind of thing. And you know, a lot of this is really meant to get someone out of their comfort zone. And one of the things I noticed is we're playing this game, and some people are very playful with this, and they have a lot of fun, and they keep it in perspective. And then every so often, I'll have someone that what I call really gets himself wound around an axle and gets really stressed out. And it's always an interesting perspective, because often how you do one thing is how you do everything. And that's why I lead these transformational leadership trainings and these team building activities and these learning experiences, is so that we can become a bit more self-aware and socially aware. Because if you stop for a moment, if you're self-aware, then to, or let me back up on that. If you're aware of how you're showing up, who you're being and what you're doing, then you can manage yourself. If you're socially aware and pick up on clues around other people, then you can help manage your relationships. It's really just emotional intelligence. It's awareness, 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 awareness. So my invitation is, look at how you play. Because if you play and you're getting stressed out, just something to look at, it's not a right or wrong, good or bad, is if you play games, if you play activities, if you play sports, and it is absolutely 100% so competitive that, you know, you about kill yourself, you stress out, and this is, you know, just take a look at it. If you play so hard there, then how do you play when you're at work and doing what you do in your job? Because if you think about the bigger game that we're playing is life, we don't get out of this game alive. Really let that sit for a moment. We just don't get out of this game alive. Don't wait until you have some life-threatening illness or somebody close to you dies suddenly or whatever. I mean, that's bound to happen at some point, because that's what happens to humans. We don't get out of the game of life alive. So we might as well have some fun and create an amazing experience as we go. Yes, you get to work hard. Yes, you get to play. Yes, you get to bring a lot of joy. Yes, you get to create amazing results. Yes, you get to be competitive, and. It's just something to look at. Because every single week, I'm working with groups. I'm working with individuals where I put them in situations that really bring a lot of play and so a sense of adventure to what they're doing. And just like them, I mean, this is something I notice in my life as well, is like, where do you take it so incredibly serious that you create stress and you're actually sort of killing yourself and diminishing your quality of life, where you get to have it all? Yes, you can create amazing results and be playful, joyful, fun, and keep that all in perspective. So just something to ponder and something to play with this morning. Have a wonderful day.